Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now back into the second hour of this live worldwide broadcast, and we're going to be going to your calls now. Coming up, the mysteries of the 9/11 car bombs. Evidence points towards multiple roaming backup teams with vans full of explosives. Also, Giuliani warns of new 9/11 if the Democrats win. Zbigniew Brzezinski, of course, has suggested the false flag event could kickstart Iran war. He had Luke Radowski and others drug out of a meeting. They even tried to get their videotape when they questioned them. That's coming up. Fellow Ranger was ordered to conceal the truth about Tillman's death. Ranger alleges cover-up in Tillman case. Also, we'll get into why. I said I'd do this last hour. I haven't yet. Why Rosie O'Donnell left The View. We've got some inside information for you on that. Right now, let's go ahead and go to your calls as promised. Let's talk to Paul in the United Kingdom first. Thank you for holding, Paul. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Just want to tell you a quick story and ask you a question if I can. The story is about, you know, recently I was in the ancient town of Bath here in the UK, where there's a cathedral and like a Roman spa and all this kind of stuff.
I think that's why it's called Bath, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And I was wandering around and there was some anti-war protesters. And, you know, they were kind of like being ignored, but I went up and tried to speak to them. And lo and behold, the leader of the anti-war protesters was an American, would you believe? American girl, about in her mid-20s, and I tried to talk to her about 9/11. I asked her if she'd seen Terror Storm or Loose Change, and she said no. And when I tried to talk about the Pentagon and, you know, this guy who couldn't fly, she then turned around and got a little bit annoyed with me and to try to distract attention, because obviously the other protesters were listening to what I was talking about. And then she said, well, I'm a pilot, and that's possible. You can do that. And then when I started talking about the missing trillions and, you know, and all the other kind of, you know, the plane vaporizing and the autopsies, she's really, it was kind of weird, you know, first of all, to see an American leading a protest in the UK, and then kind of her behavior and reaction to my questioning and just talking to her. You know, I wasn't aggressive or anything.
Well, she probably, I mean, she could have been an operative, but most likely a lot of these activists are control freaks, and they freak out. They're real self-important about anything they do, and they're all real competitive. They're not really in it to be against the war. They're in it to be a leader, or they're in it to get all the credit for themselves, and they freak out and ninny over everything, and they want to go off the mainline orthodoxy, because they do get, inadvertently, they are operatives, because they get big foundation money from Ford Foundation and others, and they're basically told, you stay in line according to A, B, you know, and C, or you don't get your funds. And so the anti-war movement in the UK, in the US, in Europe, knows that 9/11 truthers have been taking it over. So they're also very aggressive, because they've been briefed that we're just very bad people.
Yeah, well, basically that's what happened. I just said, look, Google Terror Storm, Google Loose Change, watch it, you know, and except, you know, just told her that. And she got me to sign her petition or whatever. But the point was, the other people behind her, you know, were listening to what I had to say and took note. And we're interested. But the leader, who happened to be an American, which I just think is a little bit odd as well, you know, obviously was not very happy to see me. and the question I want to ask...
No, and that's it. You always have... The peace groups are listening to us, but their leaders are always hissing to keep us away. You have one more question. Stay there briefly. I'll try to answer it for Paul in the UK. And more of your calls straight ahead.
It's
here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, welcome back with your calls. Let's go ahead and go to Paul in England. Paul, go ahead and finish up your question.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Basically, the question is, look, if 9/11's an inside job, right, 7/7's an inside job, people know, a lot of people know, many thousands. Do you think that this was, like, it was planned that people would know and find out, and this is just, like, hubris, as if to say, yeah, you know. So what? What are you going to do about it?
Yes. I think they allowed for the fact that it would probably come out in certain circles, but just like the JFK assassination, they thought that they could contain it.
Right. Or do you think, like, the amount of people and the number of people that know now, many, many, people who generally aren't in, like myself, I mean, I've never been into any of this kind of conspiracy stuff, but, obviously 9/11 and 7/7, these are global earth and life-changing things and important issues. Now, do you think this knowledge of the fact that, they are inside jobs, they're staged, is the number of people know this is something that's unplanned and there's no foresight about the internet and how people would find out? Do you think this is something that these guys really didn't plan for?
I think they planned for it, but I really think they didn't think it would get this big this fast.
Mm.
Now, the biggest problem, and I appreciate your call, the biggest problem we face, though, as a society is that the peace movement, the anti-war movement, the 9/11 truth movement, is filled with a lot of good people. But just like you ran into that anti-war person who was trying to keep you away from the mass of the people in their group, it's all about all these little groups and these people and all about their personal egos, because a lot of them don't realize just how serious, I mean, how up against the razor's edge we are. Like when I'm thinking about fighting the New World Order, I'm thinking about surviving. I'm thinking about trying to stop a war in Iran. I'm thinking about, you know, how to effectively reach out to the people. I'm thinking about, is the government going to kill me? Is the government going to frame me for something? And when you're thinking about real issues like that, all of the petty stuff, I don't want to say it doesn't get to you, but all it does is make you depressed and shocks you. And so I'm sorry that you were there trying to talk to some anti-war protesters and that the leader of it was trying to keep you away from them and being mean to you. That woman's probably not a government agent, but you know they've been told and warned about 9/11 truth groups and told were these bad people, and so they're just afraid of basically having their apple cart upset. I mean, it's basically really what it comes down to. I mean, you ought to see the type of frothing phone calls we get at this office every day just because I don't respond to emails. And I literally have been out of town for, off and on for, I guess, 5-6 days. And while I was out of town, I was working most of the time, making phone calls, dealing with this, dealing with that. If you don't call this person back, they'll be mad at you. If you don't call that person back, they'll be mad at you. Why didn't you return this email? Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you do this? And it's just, it's because the general public has never experienced what it's like to actually do this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Like this show is a platform to have activists on, to support and promote activists, and to try to build those people back up. And I have to tell you, in about 50% of the cases or more, the people I've built up have ended up attacking me and going after us and hating us. Because there's some type of perception that I'm like a movie star or something, and that it's all this fame and there's almost a craziness that enters into it, and it's depressing. I mean, here I am, sad, thinking about the end of the country, the end of the dollar still plunging as we speak right now. All these serious things happening. I'm completely freaked out. I'm sad every night when I go to bed. My crew works so hard just to get materials out to people and just to try to fight the New World Order and to be effective. And just the things I've seen in my own personal life, just the things around me, it just folks don't really, I think, realize how serious things are. And we have to get our heads screwed on collectively straight. We have to get our heads screwed on straight because we really are down to the wire here. We really are down to the wire. We have to understand that. And we have to understand that we're having an effect against the New World Order. But as I've said in many speeches and many talks, this is not a game. This is not a social club. This is serious issues. And that's why I promote PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com a lot, because we really see it for what it is. We've got the clearest perspective on how the New World Order operates and what its program is than really any other side or any other group out there. And by the way, we don't have all the answers and we don't do the best job. I mean, we could do a lot better job, but it's kind of scary to say we're the best. We're the best there is. And we've been around the longest. And it's a daunting responsibility. And I know it's depressing but I mean, the founding fathers all fought with each other. And there were problems there. And a lot of bad things happened there as well. But, all right, let's just go to your calls. I said I'd go to your calls. I'm looking for the call list here. Who's up next? George in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead, George.
Thank God you're back.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind?
I'm sitting there. I got together with Greg Pound, and I'm sitting there looking at history, and I saw, like, alarmed a few police officers about the coming tyranny, and they're sitting there going, well, I got a family to support. And I just told them, I said, I read about the kids in Germany after Adolf Hitler. I said, they literally cursed their elders for following Hitler. And I said, your kids will curse you, too, for allowing it to happen. Same thing with the adults. I mean, they'll be cursed for allowing this tyranny to come upon this land, just like the kids in Germany cursed their adults for allowing Hitler to come to power and do the things he did.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And, to see it happening again here, but people always expect the new dictatorship or the new evil to look exactly like the last one. Like, they expected Hitler to look like Napoleon, so he didn't look like Napoleon, so he couldn't be the next tyranny. And now we expect the next tyranny to wear a red armband and, you know, wear a brown suit and riding black riding boots.
I mean, right now I'm down here, we're getting ready to shoot our own amateur documentary. We're going to expose the fraud, the lies, and we even uncovered information about pharmaceutical companies experimenting with drugs on foster kids.
Well, that's been all over the papers of the country, but they don't just experiment on healthy children with experimental drugs that cause liver failure, you name it. All over the nation, sir, they test. Did you know they have to get a human test on pesticide before they can release it? Well, they test pesticides on kids, in some cases, till they die.
I mean, in like Florida, you just passed a bunch of new laws just to take your kids easier.
I know.
You get a traffic ticket and your license is suspended. Instead of calling a relative to come get the kids, they take your kids. If you and your wife get in an argument and there is no hitting involved, they come take your kids.
I know. Any maximum enforcement to get everybody into the system.
And also, too, there's like a new bounty hunter bill where a state employee, if he adopts a child out of the DCF system, they get a $10,000 reward. And
I know. People think it's bad now, folks, that each phase is only going to get worse. And it literally makes my guts knot up to think about it. And you've got your head screwed on straight, my friend. You're concerned about what really matters.
And now we're just educating local law enforcement to say, you're here to protect the people. Don't subject the people you've sworn to protect, especially the children, to the horrors that befall them. And it's a very uphill battle, but I'm willing to take it.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call, my friend. Let's talk to Wesley in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. I appreciate it very much.
No, thank you for calling.
I actually was going to talk about something else, but as I was sitting here waiting, I saw an ad on television for the next episode of 24, and I just made up a quick little list of movies and television programs, and I'm sure that I'm missing... I probably only have 10%, but Hollywood is, I get so angry about it, I just could spit.
It's full of propaganda.
It is. I mean, it's just, I'm looking at these television programs, and they give us their central themes. The torture is acceptable, and that lying is okay as long as the end justifies it. And they have a program called Shark with James Woods. He promotes lying in court, perjury. It's fine with him as long as they get the bad guy. 24 is just absolutely rife with it.
Well, stay there. I only read the synopses of these programs. I rarely have seen them, but I do read the plot lines. And yeah, it's training you that evil's good and the good guys are bad. And the public is being seduced and baptized in evil and being brought into this system. We'll be right back on the other side. You can stay there and continue to comment if you'd like, Wesley. Then we'll talk to many others.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, your calls are coming up here momentarily, but first off, let me get into Rosie O'Donnell. As promised, we've got very interesting photos that we got from Rosie through our good source, who hopefully will come on the show soon to be able to reveal all this. I don't know when we're going to be able to do it. It was going to be a few weeks ago, but then Rosie didn't want us to at that time. She was in delicate negotiations with The View. And I can tell you that the producer of the show is described by her as a neocon gatekeeper who has been blocking her from having people on. They're not allowing her to have the guest on she wants. They're telling her she can't talk about this stuff. They're trying to control what she says. And that basically they wanted her to stay on the show. She was going to be paid a lot more money to stay on the show. They all know that she made the show a lot more popular than it was. And but they did want to restrict what she couldn't say. And Rosie O'Donnell wouldn't agree with that, so Rosie O'Donnell left the show. Now, this is not Rosie O'Donnell being fired. They wanted to keep her there. But my respect level for her, and she was being paid millions a year for this, just shot up even more because she said no. And I don't know many people who have said no. I have said no. I was offered millions of dollars, over $1 million a year, would have been millions and millions in the aggregate. I don't know, I guess it's 7 years ago now, to sell out and join the New World Order. And it was no more Federal Reserve, no more black helicopters, no more New World Order. And I said, but the New World Order's real. And they said, yeah, but the New World Order's good. And they told me about, well, we've got to have globalization and lower our standard of living to help the third world. And I go, it's not about that. It's about consolidation. And it was just basically the speech like they give in The Shooter. Hey, there's the haves and the have-nots. And a great movie, by the way. I told you I saw that. But same guy that gives the speech to Howard Beale from Network is the evil senator in this one. Got to look up his name. But I'm digressing here. What was the point I was even getting into here? Is that Rosie has been awake to 9/11. Since last September, and specifically I was told that she saw Terror Storm, and you've seen her give full quotes on her blog from Terror Storm, just whole, you know, double sentences from the film she's quoted on the blog, kind of a nod, and she's linked to some of the work we've done. And she's a great lady. All I've gotten is an email from her, but I have, again, talked to Christine Ebersole, who's gone on vacation with her, good friends with her. I've talked to a very high-level, prominent 9/11 truther who has visited with her repeatedly, been to her home, and took pictures with her. And I want to get him on soon. We know a lot more, but, again, a lot of this is private. I've been told hold off on this until she knew what she was going to do with the show, and basically I was told about 2.5-3 weeks ago that she was probably going to be leaving because she didn't want to be restricted in what she was saying on the show. I mean, think about that. We literally have people now being blackballed in America. This is much more real than the red list with communists being banned and restricted in this country. This is really happening. This is going on, and she was told, look, you'll get more money, we want you on the show, you're getting us a lot more ratings, you're the most popular person, but you can't talk about this stuff anymore. And so Bill O'Reilly and all of these pigs are killing America. They are driving a stake directly through her heart, and it's to the point now where people of conscience have to, whether you love her or hate her, man, the gal's got guts, she's a tough broad, and she's got guts, and that's enough. I don't agree with her on a lot of things, but I've got to respect somebody who finds out the truth about something and has got a lot of courage. And, went on air and did this. And she's been trying to get 9/11 survivors on for weeks, just on the dust issue, and supposedly that finally taped today. It got canceled last week because of the mass shootings. Supposedly that tape today is going to be airing Friday. But I've been told by the Rosie camp that repeatedly, they edit her out, by the way. It's usually only live on Thursdays. Sometimes it's live on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If not, it tapes one day and airs the next. Like it tapes Friday and then airs on Monday. And they do that so they can tape her and edit her. And they've also got the live system run through some 10-second delay, and it looks like there's been delays with that. So, I mean, they're editing, and I've known all this for over a month. Now, some of the stuff about her, pretty much she was going to leave in a few weeks, is what I was told, unless they gave in to her on the First Amendment. So she said, no, I'm not going to be restricted anymore. I'm gone. She is a hero. A hero.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge. Plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want? To be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, more of your calls are coming up. We're going to play a clip here in just a few minutes of Luke Radowski, who heads up the most hardcore and aggressive 9/11 truth group in New York. They're having an effect all across the country. We're going to play the audio, the video of Luke confronting Zbigniew Brzezinski. Luke, thank you so much for taking time out of your college schedule to join us.
Thanks for having me, brother.
You bet. It's good to talk to you again, my friend. This is a guy who's got his head screwed on straight and is taking action and moving forward and getting the job done. Okay, my friend, let's get into this. Break down first off who Zbigniew Brzezinski is for folks that don't know, why you went to discuss 9/11 truth with him at an event and what happened to you.
Yeah, Zbigniew Brzezinski, you know, I like to call him New World Order scum because he's part of institutions such as the CFR, Trilateral Commission, and Bilderberg Group. He actually founded the Trilateral Commission with David Rockefeller. He was Jimmy Carter's presidential advisor, where he established and basically financed Al-Qaeda in 1979. And you can actually see pictures of him with Al-Qaeda in 1979 supporting the so-called freedom fighters, which he called at the time. And basically, 2 hours before the event that you're about to hear a clip from, he's doing this event. And I just got all my stuff ready, put on a suit, and I just ran there. And as soon as I got there, you know, I was by myself, and I had my camera. And the audio you're about to hear is the question I asked him and how I confronted him.
Let's ahead and the audio and tell folks where this was, the date, give them the details.
This was last Wednesday at the 92nd Street YMCA here in New York City.
Absolutely. Here it is. Oh, it's still loading a little computer thing there. Classic. Here it is.
And thousands of innocents were killed. But America is not the only country that has been the victim of terrorism. In recent times, it's also been Spain and Great Britain. Not such a long time ago, France, Germany, Italy. In the course of the last century, great many other countries. I should add to the earlier list also Japan.
My first question is a statement and then a question. Earlier on this year, you gave a speech to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee where you alluded to the fact that the Bush administration may stage a terrorist attack to justify a military action against Iran. And then in your book, you also acknowledged the fact that a memo was uncovered where Bush and Blair discussed a painting, a U-2 spy plane, in UN colors so Saddam would shoot it down. Now, although you have argued that deceptions to the American people may be necessary in order to deal with these enemies, how are we to know how many other terrorist incidents have been state-sponsored false flag incidents, including the largest of one, the attacks of 9/11? How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and Bilderberg Group, sir? How do you know it was a stage?
Okay.
It's a question. Answer my question. You sponsored Al-Qaeda, sir. You are a criminal. You sponsored Al-Qaeda. In 1979, you gave them money. That's true. You're CFR scum. You are CFR New World Order scum. You and David Rockefeller will never have a New World Order. National sovereignty will prevail. Answer my question. Answer my question. You are scum, sir. Answer my question. Answer my question. Answer the question.
Don't sit down.
You will score right now. The Russian embarks 100% to the terrorist act.
Yeah. You're not allowed to use a camera.
I'm pressed. You can't
have every right.
No, you have no right. You
I have right.
Not the press.
Yes, I am press.
No, you're not.
Because you would have told us. Let him answer the question. Stop disrupting.
You're being removed.
And that could then precipitate the conflict. And that is a risk that we face. I talked about it again tonight. The second point is about terrorist acts more generally, who were they ascribed to. I believe 9/11 was an Al-Qaeda initiative. It has been correctly diagnosed, and it has justified the liquid used in the American response, which has been designed to eliminate Al-Qaeda and to eliminate its protectors in Afghanistan. And that was an act, incidentally, which the entire international community supported. I wish we had stuck to it. We would probably be doing better today if we had stuck to it. I regret that we could divert it into another military undertaking.
Going back to Luke. Of course, there's a lot that you can't see because it's the radio, but if you go to prisonplanet.com, we've got a link over to the video that Luke put up. And Luke, tell us about the organization you were the driving force in New York 9/11 Truth, doing a great job, and now you've set up another auxiliary group. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, we basically set up Change, and Change, our basic principle stands for EMA, which is educating, motivating, and activating the people here in New York City about the real issues here in New York City, such as 9/11, the New World Order, and the destruction of American sovereignty and the Constitution. And what we basically do is, you know, we basically do everything that the 9/11 Truth Organization, we basically are, because all the people from that organization are in this organization. You know, it was a sad situation. I'm not gonna get into the divisive situation, but we just lost everything and we just rebooted. We started again. I'm not gonna name no names because I'm not gonna give these scum any attention. But we started new. We're strong. We're doing a lot of great things. And you know, go on wearechange.org to see what we're doing.
Wearechange.org. Make a long story short, a lot of people, again, didn't want to make it fight the New World Order who carried out 9/11. It was just about 9/11 and Bush, so Hillary can come in and save us later. You guys were the most active. You guys were the engine. And it's good to have more than one group. It's good to have lots of people taking action. And look, I got to say it, you're effective. You're in their face, and I've seen this a million times. That's all this show's ever been about, is to bring on all the groups, all the organizations, to try to boost everybody and build a platform, judge a tree by its fruits. You have borne a lot of really good fruit. So have we. And then you get attacked, I get attacked, because people who aren't about action get very upset by that. I mean, all the time I get accused of, I didn't promote this person enough, or I didn't promote that person enough. When I'm here to promote everybody, I'm just so busy, so many things are happening, I can't pay attention to everybody. I can't pay attention to every organization. I don't get everything just right, neither do you. But the point is, we're here moving forward, taking action. Now let's get back into the video for the things that people can't see. Walk us through this, because we've got an article out up on the website about this right now on JonesReport.com that Aaron Dykes did. It's also up on PrisonPlanet.com. And they were also trying to get your video. But for those that don't know about Brzezinski, first, back up what you were saying, because everything you said is true. This is a founder of Al-Qaeda. This is a guy who in 97 called for staged terror events as a new Pearl Harbor. This is a guy who is literally a mastermind. And then tell us, that's A, give us the history, back up what you were saying. People need to hear that. And then B, why were you there to confront him, and why did they try to take your camera?
First of all, you know, you just have to read the Grand Chessboard by Zbigniew Brzezinski to understand what kind of person he is. He wrote that book, and it's basically, it was like a startup for a PNAC, the Project for a New American Century. And he basically called for like a Pearl Harbor also. He mentioned it in his book. And you look at you know, who's behind him, who supports him. You look how he's behind the scenes all the time, how he's with David Rockefeller, how he's with the CFR, you know, calling for, you know, basically treasonous, you know, policies, you know, with his CFR doctrine. And basically, when we came in there, you know, after I asked him the question, you know, the first time I asked him the question, you know, then he said next question, he wouldn't address it. And that's when I got a little bit mad, and that's when I started calling him scum, and I demanded he would answer my question, because he said next question. He wouldn't even answer my question. That's when I got mad and kind of made a scene. And then, you know, I sat down, and then when he walked around the question, more security guards came and they grabbed me. And as they were pulling me, as they were dragging me out of my chair, that's when I started screaming again that not only was an inside job, and that's Zbigniew Brzezinski is CFR New World Order scum, and that him and David Rockefeller will never have a New World Order. You know, as long as we keep doing what we're doing, as long as you keep what you're doing, and I'm doing what I'm doing, we're going to stop these guys. And I truly believe that.
Well, I agree with you, and we've just got to, no matter what happens, no matter what gets thrown our way, we've just got to continue to move forward. It's just sad that some of the biggest problems are in our own movement.
Oh, yes. I mean, extremely. I mean, you know, I got attacked from the movement and also from people outside, and, you know, it's kind of disgusting.
Well, they're upset because you're taking action. I mean, and that tells you who those individuals are. It's an extremely serious situation. Luke, anything else you want to add? What's some of the new things you guys are planning there in New York?
We're doing a street action today by NYU at Washington Square Park, 5:30 today. And then we're doing, every Saturday for the past 4 years, I've been doing street actions at Ground Zero from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. For the past 4 years, every Saturday, we're going to be out there this Saturday. And after that, we're doing a free educational seminar at this great location that we have right next to Ground Zero. All their information is on wearechange.org. You know, check us out. Get involved. Help us fight the info war. We need as much help as we can get. And, you know, God bless you for what you're doing. And, you know, keep up the fight.
Well, I appreciate you, my friend. But just going back, last question, specifically, because we've got it in the article that they were also trying to take your camera. We hear on the audio of the listeners, but you see it on the video, as he's saying, you're not allowed to have that here, and they're grabbing at your camera. What actually happened?
As the security guards were pulling me and dragging me outside the door, there was other security guards that also ran up on me. And they were trying to grab my camera away. And they grabbed my camera, they tried to turn it off, and they were pulling at it. And then one lady turned it off and was pulling at it. And, you know, and as the security was backing me, I was right by the door. So I just grabbed it, turned the power button on again, and I walked right out that door and I started running. And they started chasing me, actually, down a couple blocks.
Yeah, that's the big story. I mean, in our free country, you ask the question, and they don't like it, so they're chasing you down the street. We have all this video in New York where the cops just routinely take your camera, just like guns in New Orleans, and you never see your camera again.
Oh, not only that. If you go on wearechange.org, we just put up a new videotape where we're doing a street action by Building 7 where cops actually called us terrorists, and they took, I have it on film, they took the camera away from me. And I was calling you, when they took the camera away from me, I was going to call you. They took my cell phone away, and they said that those are guns, and they wouldn't get
it back. Now, see, here's the problem. I can't even keep track of all this stuff that you're doing, Luke, just you alone. We'll get that clip. Where is that on your website? We'll play that.
It's on WeAreChange.org under the April 11th action. A police officer actually took my camera. He called us terrorists. He said we had backpack bombs. This is on WeAreChange.org. It's all
God.
Over there. Check this out, and we were out there by Larry Silverstein's main office. Larry Silverstein was there. He was pissed off, and he got these goons, these police officers on us. And it's all on video. I have it all on tape, cops mocking us, making fun of us. Check it out.
All right, we're going to get that, and we're going to play that coming up in the next hour, Luke. I appreciate your call.
Right.
And again, a lot of people in 9/11 Truth should be ashamed of themselves. I'm not even talking about New York 9/11 Truth. There are a lot of good folks in that. I mean, here you are. You've got Luke. I literally can't even keep track of all the things that one guy and some of his friends are doing. One group of people. I mean, I literally can't even, and I'm like, you know, what's the name of your new group? What's the name of it again? Plug it again. I have him up on, you know, every week. And I can't even keep track of it. Who can? I mean, it's good. There are so many 9/11 truth groups. There are so many people taking action that are involved, that are out there doing so many great things. It's just wonderful. And the reason I raise that is not just the infighting they had in New York. I can't even support the local 9/11 truth groups anymore here in Austin, because there have been weird people who have told them lies in the community, and there's lots of envy and jealousy and just weird accusations that have been made at me. So I can't support any of the local groups anymore. And then over the years, I just move forward, and later they'll be asking, you know, a year from now, well, why doesn't Alex ever talk to us? Why doesn't Alex come to our events? Why doesn't he ever have us on anymore? It's like, my God, there was an open door for anybody that called here, anybody that asked for anything. But there's not now. And I've learned just to cut people off, give them one or two chances, and when they act nuts, man, that's it. Just bye-bye. Because I've got to move forward, and I've seen it with so many people. So many people I've worked with and supported, nothing but promoted. But I can tell you, Luke's a good egg, and you know, that guy is the real deal. He's going to continue forward and really have a big effect and a great effect. It's just so sad. It's so sad, and it's always so sad for people that get poisoned by COINTELPRO and disinfo, that later, years later, they find out the truth, and then by then, I just won't talk to them. I mean, I've been doing this since before 9/11 even happened. I've been doing this since before 9/11 happened. I've been here the whole time. I'm the big target. I take the risk. It's a great weight on me. And I don't ask for your thanks. I do ask for some support. But I deserve a little bit of respect. And we try to give everybody respect. And they, it's like being back in junior high again or something. And just the behind the scenes things that I've witnessed, the things I've witnessed. You know, the really sick part is I know that if the New World Order kills me next week or next year or does something horrible to me, that a lot of people in this movement will even celebrate, because they'll see it in some weird sick ego thing of like, oh, we'll be bigger now, when actually I want more people in the movement. I want to build more people up. I want to wake more people up, because, frankly, that makes my country and it makes me and my family safer. I want more prominent people. I relish people who race ahead of me in what they do. You know, it's called synergy. We promote everyone. We do nothing but give and give and give. People do nothing but take and take and take. And I've gotten to a point in my life just where I don't have time for it. I just cut people off and cut people out of my life who try to push me around. Or who treat me badly, and who treat anybody that works for me badly. I mean, I'm done. So to all those people, you are completely cut off from me, 100% for eternity. And that's the way it is. There's a lot of other people who've been in my life who've been listening for years, and they know that when I cut them off, they were cut off forever. And I've had to do that, because you can't talk to pig-headed people. And what Luke's gone through has been tough and really been sad. But you know what? He's come back stronger from it. And all of us that are got our heads screwed on straight and are going in the right direction, you know, that's what's going to happen. Is that you know, we're in God's hands, and we're trying our best to do the right thing. It enrages me, but the rage is actually a good thing, because then I actually feel good. Once I'm not mad anymore, it's just sad. It's really sad that people can't even judge trees by their fruit. That that people look to give horse in the mouth. You know, I was out in L.A. working on a bunch of things this weekend. That city is depressing to me. But then at the same time, there's all the beautiful things in life, all the good things in life, that to make it all worth it and make me only redouble and retriple and quadruple my efforts in the fight against the New World Order. And I'm just talking about all of us in our general lives. Don't fight with your husband. Don't fight with your wife. Don't fight with your children. Let's all be a team. Let's stop being such worldly people, such self-righteous people. Let's get humble. I mean, let's get humble as a society and as a nation and ask God to forgive us for all the things we've done. And ask God to give us discernment. Because it's just sad. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Good job to Luke and his crew, the team up there in New York. Another victory. We'll come back, take your calls, cover more news. Stay with me.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We're taking phone calls here right now, ladies and gentlemen. Who's up first there? Sharon in South Dakota, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I just want to tell you, when I think of you, I can't help but thinking of a modern, you and Luke and others, of a modern-day Braveheart. I was wondering if you have heard about the three hate crimes, at least, that are on the in Congress right now?
Well, we've constantly covered those whenever they have a chance of passing, but it's the ADL hate crime laws, and then they've got
a
couple others. They've got the Local Law Enforcement Assistance Act. They're always changing the names, yeah.
Well, it's coming up Thursday in the House, and it is a very dangerous bill, and I just want to tell people to please go to, if you don't mind, a website.
Yeah, we always put out the websites.
Okay. It's truthtellers.org.
Yeah, that's Reverend Ted Pike. In fact, let's get Ted Pike on. For some reason, I was kept trying to get him on the last few months, and it never happened whenever I would tell people to get him on, but now that won't happen. We're going to definitely get Ted Pike on.
See, there's something I need to tell you. It has to do with our government now trying to target bullhorns as a weapon of reckless endangerment. And this is coming down through where Philadelphia pursues hate crimes charges. That's also on Truth.org.
Yeah, Philadelphia arrested a bunch of Christians, tried to give them 47 years in prison apiece. That was 3 years ago. We've covered that about 14 times.
Right. But anyway, I just couldn't believe that they're actually trying to target a bullhorn.
Are you kidding? They want to arrest us for our speech. They're moving forward to do it. I appreciate your call. And we will get Ted Pike on. I am going to put the call in today. Let's go ahead now and talk to Stan in Missouri. Stan, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I just got through listening to Rush Limbaugh just about an hour ago, and he said the reason why our shooter, Charles, was rallying against the rich because he was a liberal. I'm not buying into that one bit, Alex. Let me tell you, I'm an ex-private investigator, and I analyzed that video of Chow, and I think that was Chow's handler. And what Chow was saying in his video, it doesn't have a thing to do with liberalism. It has to do with communism, Alex. The Communist Manifesto, if you read the Communist
Manifesto, for those that don't know, let's go back and be specific. Chow, the shooter, the videos that have been released, be specific what he said.
He said that he despised the rich, Alex, and he was talking about the classes there, you know, his rallying against the rich and his attitude toward Christianity. It has to do with the Communist Manifesto, Alex, because you have to lower the classes and redistribute your wealth with the communism, and it goes as far back as the French Revolution, Alex. The Jacobean Club started the French Revolution. They were aristocratic terrorists.
Yes, I'm fully aware that communism is just a fake name for criminal consolidation, and they may use the underclass to attack the middle class for the elite class.
That's exactly what Chow was rallying about, Alex. They want to start an eternal revolution just like they did in France.
I agree. I agree. Let me just add to this, and I'll hold you over if need be. I am against violence. I'm trying to stop dead cops and military in the streets. And every time I say that, I get emails going, you're threatening police. No, we're saying we don't want this to happen. The New World Order is setting it up where the people will fight back. And I'm telling the police and military, you're being set up. We don't want this to happen. Stay there, Stan. I'm going to let you finish up on the other side. We don't want that. We're fighting against that happening. Okay, that's what we're saying. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll free 877-300-7645.
Hello.